Welcome, beautiful soul, to the Stars Are Calling You podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Lelantieri, an ITA energy medicine practitioner, holistic counselor, intuitive empath, and spiritual writer, here to bridge the gap between science and spirituality. In this space, we deep dive every week into topics designed to help you align with your true and highest self, raise your frequency and vibration, learn the tools to help you self-heal, rewire your subconscious mind, transform your mindsets, and co-create the life of your dreams. I believe the stars have called you to this podcast for a reason. Let's dive in and find out why. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome or welcome back to the Stars Are Calling You podcast. How are you doing on this Tuesday morning or whenever you're listening to this episode? Today, I was reflecting on really what I wanted to share with you guys. And, you know, I have a whole laundry list of things I could rant about for hours and hours. And what really came to me today was a pep talk. This is something that I will usually give myself when I'm feeling unmotivated, maybe a little unconfident, unsure of myself, or just feeling super overwhelmed. I will kind of run through this list in my head of all of these encouragers and reminders that really help me to tackle the day without feeling like there's the weight of the world on my shoulders. And that's what I had to give myself this morning, actually. I woke up and I just really wasn't feeling it. I don't know why. There was no stressor out of the blue. Everything was planned to a T. And yet my mental health just wasn't up to par this morning. And that happens, okay? Like even on your self-development journey, even after you have worked so hard to heal from things and experiences, you may wake up on the wrong side of the bed. You may wake up and have a bad mental health day. How do you handle those? How do you handle the mornings that come out of the blue that kind of just get you down? I give myself a little pep talk, amongst other things, like obviously I do my coping skills that really help me, like breathing and meditating and journaling and healthy, mindful movement. All of those things really help me to feel better on the days where I just have a bad mental health day. But if you are looking for a pep talk, maybe you are driving to work, you just got out of the shower and now you're getting dressed and doing your makeup and your hair. Maybe you're on a little morning hot girl walk on the treadmill. Whatever it is you're doing, if you are in need of a little pep talk, this is for you. First things first, the best part of any pep talk is you are not alone. Seriously, you are not alone in feeling the way you feel and experiencing what you're experiencing, and also in the confusion and discomfort of just being a human. Being a human can be extremely overwhelming and challenging and confusing, and you are not alone in that. Even the people that look like they have their shit together, they're honestly pretending as well. Everyone is learning together on how to be the best version of themselves, the most successful, the most put together, all of these different things. They are navigating changes and adopting new roles in life. And it can be really stressful, honestly. And you're not alone in that. That's also the beauty of life. We are all dealing with such unique challenges, and yet we're not unique in that we are dealing with challenges. So whatever emotion you're feeling, I'm a positive there are millions and millions of people in the world who are also feeling that same way. Today, this morning, I woke up with a really bad mental health day, mindset, I guess you could say. I just wasn't feeling good, so I took it easy on myself. I first radically accepted where I was in that moment, and then gently proceeded to do the tools and the coping skills that I know really helped me. And they did. Am I feeling 100% right now? No. But I'm feeling super inspired to record this episode and chat with you, even though my mental health isn't 100%. So if you're not feeling 100%, you're not alone. I'm literally right there with you. And I know that better days are ahead, that we have gotten through 100% of our worst days better and stronger. And so we can get through this one as well. Something that I notice as a symptom of poor mental health for myself is constantly comparing. And this could be one for you that you may not have even noticed. When I'm not doing well, I find that I'm scrolling on social media, comparing myself to other girls or other entrepreneurs or other therapists, comparing the way I look to other people, comparing how aesthetic my room is, comparing how nutrient dense my breakfast may be. literally anything, my mind will just find something to compare and make me feel like shit about myself. Why? Because that's kind of the frequency I was already starting off with. So if I wake up and my energy and my mental health is kind of low, then that can easily spiral and trickle down. So when I go on social media, I notice that I start to compare myself a lot more and it just makes me feel really shitty. And so if I'm having a bad mental health day, I will just go off social media altogether. I know that's a trigger for me and I know it's not something that is helpful. Maybe social media is something that helps you get out of it, and to each their own. For me, I know that that is kind of a trigger that makes the day worse. And for God's sake, please learn how to stop comparing. I know I'm not practicing what I preach because I still do it and I'm still learning how, but I promise you that the second you realize that your life is just so much better lived when you're just focusing on you and your present moment and how you can be the best version of yourself rather than all of the noise of the people around you, that is when you really feel free to be authentic and free to radically accept where you are in your healing journey. Everyone has their own challenges, and everyone is presenting the best version of themselves when they're out in public or when they're online. And so if you're in a vulnerable place, it may not be the best thing to look at people's highlight reels or to compare yourself. What's really important is to take an introspective view of the day and say, how can I manage my emotions? How can I tackle my to-do list with as much ease and grace and compassion for myself that I possibly can? Another thing that kind of goes along with this is what you choose to focus on expands. So if you start your day off and you're not feeling that great, and then you choose to just really get down on yourself about that. Ugh, why am I not more grateful? Why am I not more this? Why am I not more that? Ugh, I can't believe I'm feeling this way. I have such a busy day of X, Y, and Z. Ugh, why can't I stop crying? What you choose to focus on expands. So instead, start to focus on the little pleasures that you get, even if it's your morning coffee. That's what I did today. I really sat there and I really leaned into my coffee, and that was able to propel me out of my morning slump of, you know what? Life isn't that bad because I had a really great cup of coffee, or, you know, life isn't that bad because I woke up and my dog was so excited to see me and snuggle. And yeah, I had to take him out in the cold, but his, you know, love and snuggles and kisses really brightens my day. Choose to focus on the things that you want to expand in your day. So if you're stressed out about work or an event or an experience, whatever energy you have to put towards that day, of course, do so. But try not to focus or ruminate on that thing. Try to divert your attention to something that does bring you a little bit more joy. For example, I'm such an avid reader of really all genres, but my most pleasurable read is always going to be romantasy, a romantic fantasy. It's my favorite genre, has been since I was in middle school and I read The Hunger Games. And that is what I spent an hour doing today during my lunch break. I spent it reading my romantasy, not being super productive like I would have normally wanted to do, but really taking it easy on myself because I had that luxury, and focusing on the things that do bring me joy, like a nice cup of coffee, reading a few chapters of my romantasy, snuggling with my dog. These things aren't big, but we can often forget to do the little things that bring us joy. Also, focus on what you're excited about, right? So I have spring break coming up from grad school, and I'm very excited to have more time off to relax, spend time with my family, create things that I'm passionate about creating. I'm also going to a comedy show 2 weekends from now, and so I'm really looking forward to that. I've only ever been to one comedy show, and it was in New York City during Welcome Week when I was going to NYU, and it was the most amazing experience in the entire world. So I cannot wait to go to another one. Focus on what you are excited about. Focus on the simple pleasures in life. And honestly, if it's not going to like bring you down or into comparison, focus on those visualizations you want to manifest in your life. Really focus on the things that get you excited to be alive, especially on the mornings where you wake up and it's just hard to human and put on that happy face. And on those days when it's a little more challenging, you have full permission. Give it to yourself, but I'd gladly give it to you here. You have 100% permission to do what you need to do to get through the day. You don't need to have a 10 out of 10 productivity day every single day. Your emotions are going to ebb and flow, your energy levels, especially if you're a female with a cycle. You are going to feel so different in just a span of 2 to 3 weeks. And so really honoring where you're at and respecting the cues that your mind, your body, and your energy systems are presenting to you, because it's valuable information. If you wake up and you feel like shit, right, mentally, emotionally, energetically, that's not a day to push yourself unless you absolutely have to, like there's a deadline you have to meet, or it's like a big travel day or whatever it may be. Obviously, there are things that are urgent, but when the things that can be pushed off to other days, allow yourself to really take that mental health day and rest. Maybe it's an hour, maybe it's half a day, maybe you're able to take a whole day and really rest. What I love so much about the life that I'm creating for myself is I really value time freedom. I'm a very busy gal and I fill my days and my months and my quarters and my years with so much. I'm always doing something, but it's always something that I have agency over when I do it and how much time I spend doing it. And obviously there is some leeway there. For example, grad school, I decided to do an online grad school program that has some asynchronous components to it so that I can travel and do my work on my own time, make sure I can see all of my clients during the week without grad school affecting my availability and my scheduling app. However, there are some deadlines to meet, like exams and papers that are due, and so I have as much agency and control over my time as possible, right? Like for example, if I have a client that can only meet Wednesday afternoons, then that Wednesday afternoon is for them. So I have control, but also not like I just a complete free-for-all. There is some structure there. But because I really, really value time freedom, that's something that makes me feel abundant and aligned, right? That's what really works for me. On Thursday, I had a really just not a great day. Mentally, I was approaching my cycle and I just was not feeling up to doing anything. And then the one thing I had to do that day got canceled and moved. So I just took that as a sign and I completely rotted all day. I binged My Life with the Walter Boys on Netflix and sat there with tea and my dog and I just did nothing. And because I have freedom over my time, I was able to catch up on any work that I wanted to do that week on a Saturday. So Saturday I woke up, it was sunny, I went to the gym, I was feeling super motivated, and I didn't have any plans. So I worked for hours on my computer creating and thinking of all of these different things that I wanted to do. And that felt really aligned for me. So in essence, the whole kind of point of this story is you're allowed to take days off when your brain doesn't deem them appropriate. You don't have to be productive every single day. If you look at and you really zoom out and zoom out and zoom out, you want to be productive over your entire life, right? It's not just a week or a month or a year. You can have really unproductive decades, right? It's about zooming out into your whole life. So in the span of your whole life, taking one day off because you woke up feeling like shit is literally part of the healing journey and not going to derail you or your goals at all. Taking a mental health day in the long run is going to make you 1,000 times more productive because you are coping in a healthy way, you are acknowledging cues of burnout, and you're going to prevent yourself from spiraling, which is, it's a lot easier to go from a 7 back up to a 10, then spiraling all the way down to a 0 and trying to climb back up to a 10. So honor your emotions, take those cues, and do the things that you need to do to get through the day without feeling guilty, without comparing yourself to other people, or without feeling like if you weren't productive, then the entire day was a waste. Rest is productive. Another thing that I remind myself in order to re-motivate, re-inspire, and also comfort myself is that the point of life is to get outside of our comfort zones. That's literally the whole point. The point of life is to grow in so many different facets, but that's like the bottom line. What you can kind of boil it down to is to grow. Think of it, we're a baby and then you grow up into a toddler and then a middle schooler and a teenager and a young adult and then an adult and all these different things. And honestly, I can't wait for my grandma era. I have so many goals between now and when I'm a grandma, but there's just something about being in my old, wise, baking for my grandchildren years that just excites me. But in essence, the whole point of life is to grow and to become uncomfortable in that. And so rather than fearing it or trying to prevent it, really learn how to master the art of coping with the discomfort of growth. When change is no longer painful, when you're able to adapt with life instead of fear the change, you set yourself free. A lot of times growth can feel like suffering, but that's honestly the human veil preventing us from seeing the truth in that it is really a gift, and suffering is often a choice within the mind. And so when we can experience a day of discomfort because we are growing or learning or stretching ourselves in some ways, learning new belief systems and wounds we have, or just accepting the fact that our mind is kind of getting the better of us, when we lean into the growth of that, learning how to cope in healthier ways, learning to not feel like we have to be productive or perfect all of the time, allowing ourselves to be uncomfortable and rest when we need to, all of those things are stretching us and causing us to grow outside of our comfort zones for the sake of our own alignment. And that's really freaking beautiful. The point of life is to experience these ups and downs and then also learn that we don't have to experience suffering when it's those down moments. We can simply surrender to the present moment, radically accept it, and move through it with alignment in order to overcome lessons and challenges and obstacles with grace. Another reminder that I give myself on the days that are hard is you are so freaking loved. You have so many people in your life that genuinely love you. And you don't need thousands. You really need a good few. And if you have a good few humans that you have in your corner that love you and support you that you can call up when you're having a bad day, then you are rich. Humans are such social creatures, and we thrive when we know that we have a support system behind us. We can't go through life alone. We can't handle the hard times and the sucky days alone. And if you have people in your corner, celebrate that. What you focus on expands. Focus on the gratitude that you have for those people in your corner. For me, my mom and my boyfriend, they are my biggest freaking supporters in this life. I know that if I'm having a bad day, I'm not alone, I'm not going to do it alone, and that I have people that I can call, text, and lean on. Think of one person that you can call or text or lean on today that will 100% be there to support you. And focus on the joy of that. Allow your heart center to expand with the love that you feel and really acknowledging that truth. You are so loved, not just by those people, but also by Mother Nature. You are a creature on this planet, and so you are loved by the earth. You are loved by the universe, by Source. It's really easy to get trapped in our monkey brains and have our thoughts kind of create a reality that feels hard. But when we connect back to the heart center, we connect back to Mother Nature, we allow the monkey brain to settle and turn off, and we really feel what it's like to be alive and present in this moment. We feel the love and the energy all around us. It doesn't mean our day is cured and our mental health is all of a sudden perfect because we tapped into our heart center, but it shuts the brain off and it allows us the time and energy and space to heal from whatever it is we're moving through. I'm not going to lie, this pep talk was a little less peppy than I thought it was going to be, but I'm realizing that what really wanted to come through me today was less of a, yay, today's going to be great, you got this, and more of, if you're having a bad day, here's how to really honor that for yourself and prevent you from spiraling. So it's a pep talk for the days that you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, or you wake up overwhelmed or stressed, or you're anxious, or your confidence is low, or you're feeling a little depressed. This is your pep talk to manage the day without spiraling. And as always, if you are looking for more guidance for a one-on-one space to really facilitate radical self-acceptance and learn coping skills, they're going to propel you into alignment and self-healing and things that you can take with you for the rest of your life and learning how to get to the root cause of traumas and struggles and limiting beliefs, then I would be more than happy to support you in my holistic counseling program. Everything is linked below in the show notes if you are interested in exploring what counseling with me would be like. I know that some days can be really hard, and I believe in you and know that you can handle them, and you also don't have to handle them alone. So if you're in a space where you're looking for more one-on-one support, I'd be happy to offer you a free consultation to see if we're a good fit and to see if my holistic framework is something that you resonate with. And with that said, that concludes today's episode of the Stars Are Calling You podcast. I hope that if you're having a little bit of a bad day, that this puts some more pep in your step, or hope that you can turn the day around or at least manage the day without spiraling. I believe in you, I love you, and I am infinitely grateful for you being here on this journey with me, learning and growing and conversing and all of that good stuff. And with that said, I'm sending as much light and love as I possibly can through the mic, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye!